Welcome to Framework of Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework of Field is a series of Framework special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition is aired every second week, alternating with our standard Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework or contact us directly at framework@talk21.com. This edition, entitled Listening Through Holy Week, has been produced in the UK by James Wyness and Duncan Whitley. For more information, see www.wyness.org, that's Wyness spelled W-Y-N-E-S-S, or www.quora.org.uk, that's Quora spelled K-H-O-R-A.
Gorus was the first time, isn't it?
Maybe it's on Sunday.
Yeah. And Palm Sunday. Domingo de Ramos. Well, we recorded session coming out of the church. Did I have three bands? That was us and us over the church, yeah. It was, wasn't it? I had this old guy next to me that kept listening to his radio. Flutes of the rear, who were playing Amad Gouras, which they played sort of once all the way through, like six and a half minute piece, sort of stationary. It's just like headline out of the next day's Diario de Sevilla paper. They love the sort of captions, Más distinguida que el sol. And there's kind of a little bit of lay that was like, Más distinguida que el sol. Esa leyenda se puede leer en el techo de palio de la Virgen de la Amargura. Resume a la perfección lo que es esta hermandad, which is saying more distinguished than the sun. That's the sort of caption which can be read on the inside of the covering, whatever you call it, that sort of sits above the Virgin, which sort of sums up the perfection in all aspects of the Brotherhood's procession. It's kind of known for kind of sort of having everything in place kind of visually and sort of musically, and kind of certain kind of perfection to the whole. You have the what they call the cortejo, is like the ordering of the procession, which includes the guide cross and then the from to all the insignias, the flags that they carry, that kind of considered to be sort of really.
Thank you.
side. The churches are facing the left and you are opposite. So it's a completely different pattern of recording because it's much more immersive. And the only sounds that really you're going to get other than the procession or the tolling bell of Santa Marta. It's really distinctive, really mournful bell. It just sort of fills the whole space.
Across the street from each other at maybe 10 yards apart, something like that?
Yeah, 10, 15 yards apart.
And you were slightly inside the open path behind the church?
Well, I had a sort of, through the orange tree, I had the direct line of sight of the bell. So I was able to capture the sound of the bell in the square, which is quite a special sort of acoustic space.
Pentagone. mucho el infierno con la caída de la
calle. ¡Qué grande para ti! ¡Qué grande ser de ti!
And there was kind of like a moment when there was a collusion of, at the time that the science was sending the science was going to the Paso de Misterio, which is a combination of all the images of the kind of Christ. I can't remember exactly the images were on that Paso, but that was the Paso would have been kind of close, if not in front of you at the time that the Saieti was sung, and it subsequently passed by us both with the whole time
that
the church
bell. Church bell. Yeah, that was a big polyphony of sound, isn't it? Along with all the digital stuff going on. Ubiquitous sound of zip.
Clicking of cameras.
Bueno, la tengo con Pai. La izquierda atrás. Ahí está. Bueno, pararse ahí. Los dos poteros tierra con igual. Más a tierra la clase. Bueno, venga de frente.
Get to procession 2 hours early, you have to leave an hour early, and you have to have planned not to bump into any other processions, which inevitably you do.
Fuerte para arriba y que la vida nos bendiga.
¡No! ¡Pues!
ánimo valiente. ¡Al cielo con la piedad! ¡Este!
It started off in the church, so there's this enormous crash. In fact, before that was interesting, these penitents in that really black, deep black sort of wet look capes came up to the door and stood there as if they were kind of praying or meditating, you know, at the door, some of them bare feet, and a priest came up. And he was obviously in a prayerful state because somebody from the public got asked him some stupid question and he wasn't too happy about having to answer him at all. But he was a priest, so he obviously had to.
Oh.
the guys carrying the black crosses, what are they, about 5-6 feet by 2-3 feet?
Yeah.
And carrying over their shoulders, and they don't have the big pointy hats, they've got their kind of hoods over their back, and they look quite spooky. They really look penitential. When those guys come out, there's always a bit of a clanking and a tapping of wood. I've completely forgotten about that sound.
Because those guys in that particular procession, they don't talk at all.
No.
A la derecha adelante. Bueno, la llamada es cortita, ¿eh? La derecha atrás un poquito.
Saliendo.
Izquierda adelante.
Saliendo.
Vale, izquierda adelante. Bueno. Izquierda adelante. Bueno. Vale, izquierda adelante. Bueno. Vale, izquierda adelante.
Cabello
finished, instead of standing there for some, you know, as performers tend to do, she just disappeared into the darkness, which was very appropriate given the nature of the procession.
Yeah, the theatricality of that moment was, I mean,
superb.
She's there, dressed all in black.
You could barely see her, really.
But, you know, the reason that you could see her at all was really because of all the camera flashes going off from different angles, which were casting all those long shadows of the orange trees.
So they come up there, led by a guy with his head's showing, he hasn't got any head dress on, and sort of a beautifully embroidered tunic, I don't know what you would call it, a stole or whatever it is, you know, these church garments, there's no particular names for it, a robe of some kind, with this, it's like two bells either end of a stick about 2 to 3 feet long, which he's holding in the middle. And he was playing a particular figure with it. It was two shakes and then one shake.
It's kind of arm back, arm forward, so it's kind of always
Well, when he plays the first one, both bells go off. When he plays the second one, only one went off.
Did it?
Yeah. So it's all around. Ta-ding.
Pararse ahí, pararse ahí. Está delantero un poquito a pie. Un poquito a pie en la piedra. Guay, venga de frente.
Levantarse.
Pararse ahí. Ponerse de pie. Venga de frente. Poco a poco. Poco a poco, nada más.
Do, isn't it? They carry, I mean, they carry and they cleanse and they purify and clear a space. You know, it's like the old plague bell, isn't it? You know, you walk through and ring that bell and people run because it clears a space ahead of it.
Thank you.
source and the greatness of Semana Santa is in the transformation of everyday scenes and kind of making special sort of discipline, particular little corners of the city.
Yes, yeah, so energizing parts of Seville in their own different way.
And when it talks about silenciosa esperada, la de los presentes, nunca quebrada, perfectamente observada por los propios y ajenos.
Ya pegó la...
different now, isn't it? I mean, the church manages to shut down most of Seville for a week at certain times and occupies the people's space, so much so that people can't get in and out the front door. Except they can't drive down it. You're expected to be quiet. You'd be really frowned upon if you threw your windows open and started playing loud music. You'd be lynched.
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, contact us at framework@talk21.com or see our website at www.resonancefm.com/framework.
Thanks for listening.